There's not even any effects on that. It's just Don.
Ooh, this one, the right?
You have that on repeat all weekend?
I did not. No. That is my favorite part when he says hula hoop. But I did see somebody, somebody posted that you ruined Christmas for them. Did you see that?
What?
They can't listen to that song.
Oh, Jingle Horse. Giddy up, Jingle Horse. Pick up your feet.
Yeah.
It's true. It's a terrible line.
You have ruined Christmas for Americans for five
Well,
Americans.
Well, Tony ruined it for
everyone.
your kids, so it worked out
Well,
fine.
that's true. They got up there like, what the hell is this thing? Santa came my ass. Uncle Tony said there is no Santa
No wonder
Claus.
We always give Santa scotch and old porn.
I remember we used to do a gift exchange. It was Jeremy, myself, when we were all living at one house. Although Modé would come out.
Yeah,
and
there's four of us or five of us, depending.
Big Gum Presley would give us gifts wrapped in Playboy.
Oh,
not even Playboy.
Playboy.
It was like it was worse, like really filthy porn. Not Playboy. It was
that's
really
a,
filthy
that's
porn.
That's creative, though.
It's very creative.
Well, except that we would give the gifts in a public place. Like we went to a Fridays to exchange gifts one year. We
Outback.
Did it at Heroes
yeah,
one year. Outback. Cool. Outback was the year of the porn.
Yeah.
But what was the best part of that?
I don't recall.
That after we opened all the gifts up, Monet politely folded up all the wrapping paper and took it home.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago. From uncharted regions of the universe.
Right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we'd better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
I'm going to do that for my kids one year just to see if they notice.
That'll be the last year you have kids at Christmas.
Says the Department of Human Child Services. Human Child Services.
Human Child Services.
As opposed to non-human.
Not for bird people. Those bird people have their own department.
Bird Child Services.
Bird.
So the holidays are coming to an end.
Wrapping
That's
it up.
Right. That's right. It was Christmas last week and New Year's this coming week.
Ho, ho, ho.
How was yours, Jeremy? Any kind of...
Actually, my Christmas was very quiet. I have a three-week-old, and therefore I didn't do anything. We had relatives come by and visit, and we had people at the house all weekend, but it was my sisters-in-law and their families, so not like any crazy parties. We did a lot of stuff that revolved around kids. So it was good, but very quiet.
Did we
very
open quiet. The show?
No.
Okay.
You're just asking how we're doing. How about you, Don?
I'm fine.
How was your Christmas?
It was wonderful.
All
Do you
right.
think we need an opening for the show?
I don't know. Don't you usually open the show?
Yeah.
No, we're just rolling with it.
It's the end of 2013.
We're rolling into 2014, little lady.
Don's in a sour mood.
I'm having a bad day.
Sour Cherokee Don.
Another episode of Radio for Winners. Tony, Jeremy, and Don here. Always. Don always bringing the energy.
Today he has a hooded sweatshirt on.
I'm having a bad day.
His eyes are a little bloodshot.
Don loves that. Now, at this point, Don would sing that song, I'm having a bad day. Or you had a bad day. But that's how bad of a day he's having. He doesn't even feel like doing.
He doesn't
want to
sing
up.
Unless no. it's the Chipmunk song.
No.
Now, Don, you're usually surrounded by
Are you just mad because you paid for this giant Ravens mural and they're not going to the playoffs?
Now I can't tell whether it's a good luck or a bad luck.
They like a bad luck. They might never.
Yeah, I said to Val, I said, I got to go get paint and paint over the mural.
It depends. It depends on what happens at the end of next season. If they're in the playoffs again, if they don't make it, I think you need to paint over it.
Let's not talk about that. How'd your Redskins do?
I don't like the Redskins, but they are terrible as well. Now,
3-13.
So they're 3-13. They finished second worst record, and I guess they don't have any draft picks.
Yeah, they traded all the draft picks to get RG3, which seemed like a good idea at the time.
Last season, that would have been a great idea. Last season was the same as this season.
Well, I mean, last season it did look like a good call, but then he got hurt, and then this season they've been pretty terrible.
But next year, your St. Louis Rams.
They're gonna get a lot of awesome draft picks this coming season. It's gonna be
so
great.
When they start in LA in 2015, 2016, they're gonna be on.
I'm surprised
fire.
You don't have a team in LA actually.
Well, they've had teams in LA. They always get moved out of there.
I don't understand why people leave LA.
No, but they're building a big stadium.
You've been to LA before, right, Don?
Yeah.
Why would anybody ever not live in LA?
I don't think so.
I would love to live in LA.
No, you wouldn't.
People say they hate it. I love it.
You wouldn't.
You're 20 minutes away from the beach. And then you're like a half
you hate
an hour,
the beach.
And you're like a half an hour away. I could learn.
And the whole point about being in LA is to be social with people and interact with people. So you're like, you're going to go to the beach. You hate the beach.
And you're like close to the hills. There's a lot of hills we can run. The trail's there. And yeah.
What happened to you?
It's always nice out. It's always nice.
You're going to be one of those a-holes that ends up falling off the side of the mountain up there or goes out for an afternoon hike, and then we have to send in the helicopters 5 days later to find you.
And they have medical marijuana, which I wouldn't participate in because I don't have any reason to take that. Although I do have severe...
Actually, you've got a lot of reasons
I could
to
actually
take
qualify.
It.
Like, honestly, you really would probably be served well.
You actually might need to think about moving to L.A.
Although
or Colorado. You can go to Colorado and just do it because you want to.
Either or.
There's a candidate out of Rockville who's actually trying to introduce medicinal marijuana to
I expect within the next 10 years
Maryland.
It's going
to
be pretty open everywhere.
Is that Senator Tony Gracek? Is it Senator John Modena?
Senator John Modena. He's not going to win.
Yeah.
Some guy running for governor.
When
is that? Is that 2016?
That's this year.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well... I guess you're not going to do another Radio for Winners in the news.
Some
segment.
Guy running for governor for 2016.
I don't know what. I don't know.
We're going into 2014. That would be 3 years from now.
I don't know, man. I don't even follow politics in Virginia, where I'm from now. And by the way, I choose Virginia over Maryland. I will never move back to Maryland unless we can get a house for chief.
Why?
Unless
we can get a house for cheap.
Right, that's it.
Where the hell are you going to get a house for cheap in Maryland or Virginia?
Well, Southern Virginia. You can go down west of Richmond.
Hey, look at me down here in Charlottesville.
It'll be nice.
Man. Hey, so, Domin, how was your Christmas?
It was lovely.
We get back to that.
It was lovely. Had all of the family over to the house on Christmas Day, and then we just got back from doing Christmas with my side of the family. We do a little smaller Christmas, and we rotate houses. This year, we got to go all the way down to the eastern shore of Maryland. That was a fun time.
Well, that's not bad.
Now, we open presents, right? And, look.
That's a weird Christmas tradition.
So, you got to pack up all your gifts. And then
we got to pack up all of my gifts for my nephews.
That makes sense to me.
And take it down there, and then we all... Right.
That's fine.
Like, my family from New York that came down brought all the gifts that were for us.
Yeah, for some reason I was thinking that like his kids wouldn't be able to open up their own gifts. They'd have to bring
We end up taking more down and bringing more... Taking less down and bringing more back.
Mm-hmm. Which works out.
Yeah. So we I opened my gifts for my parents, and I got like a rechargeable flashlight that's also like a night light.
Is it one of those ones you have to shake?
No. It's like you put it on an outlet, and it's got a night light on it, and there's also like a flashlight you can detach in case something happens and you need a flashlight. So like that was the only thing that I opened, and
scale
like,
1 to 10, how good of a gift was that?
Like a one. And
see, I'd say it's useful. At least gets a two.
No.
A one would be something you totally didn't need, flashlight.
No, because in my stocking, I got another flashlight.
Well, maybe they just think you're going to have power problems.
Where do they think that I live? I don't live in a cave that I need all these flashlights. But anyway, so we opened everything, and I didn't get anything, right? Like, I saw, like, you know...
Are you sure they weren't fleshlights?
No.
Because you do complain about that a lot.
That would be fine. I saw my wife, my sister, and my brother-in-law all open, some nice gifts.
Some nicer flashlights.
Yeah. And I realized that I didn't get anything, and I'm like, oh, okay, all right. Well, like an hour and a half later, my mom goes, oh, I forgot to give you some. Oh, it's not here. I owe you something. Something's coming.
She palmed you 100?
No. I said, what is it? She goes, oh, I'm not telling you. I go, well, what do you mean you're not telling me? She goes, I can't tell you. Well, she didn't tell me where it's coming, whether it's getting shipped down there, whether it's getting shipped to Florida, whether it's getting shipped up here. So I don't know what this gift is, when I'm going to get it, but I'm expecting not to ever get whatever said gift actually is. And then I packed it up and we drove back here. Happy holidays.
That's great. That's a good, heartwarming Christmas
it
day.
It is.
My parents gave me a very generous cash gift. And in exchange, I gave them a $15 Dunkin' Donuts gift card and I think $6 in scratch-offs.
Do you normally give scratch-offs to your family? Is that like a tradition?
Well, my family's is white trash.
Well, no, my wife is like, I never did that either. And then she's like, yeah, we always give scratch-offs every year. And then it's kind of like, it's kind of a good gift, because if they win, you're like, awesome, they won. But then you're kind of mad because you gave them the scratch off you bought. They just won like $1,000. You're like, oh.
Yeah, my mom is big into scratch offs.
They're fun. I can't say I don't like them, but yeah, we did some this year. And I won a whole $8 off of like $40 with scratch offs.
I don't do scratch offs. I never win, and it's very annoying.
You lie.
No, I never do. I won like $4 total. And lost,
I've been with you to buy scratch offs.
Yeah,
I've been there. I've seen.
I do buy scratch offs. I shouldn't, but I do. But speaking of you, I bet they forgot your gift and they realized it, and they're gonna just.
It doesn't matter to me. I don't care.
My mom did that, but she made it very clear that she forgot, because she then like was like, "Oh, it's upstairs. I'll be right back." And she handed me a card that clearly was made out for her that she just scratched her name out of and gave it to me. And it was like a movie theater gift card for the movie theater that's right next to their house and not a chain. And I was just like, "Thanks, mom." I knew I always wanted this. That's
Why
couldn't
you just peel the gift card off the back of the actual?
It was still just like I still haven't used it because I'm not gonna go up there to see a movie. That's like a 2.5 hour drive to see a movie. So I should just leave it at their house, otherwise it's gonna be wasted.
Now, did you guys go to any holiday parties?
No,
and my office one was a potluck, so I went to that, but that doesn't count.
Yeah, we had like an office dinner with that.
My Christmas day was actually very quiet, but the weekend before very social. And as you guys know,
which means you've been in your house since, trying not to go anywhere or do anything.
Hey, real fast, did you get up and go exercise on Christmas Day?
I did.
You're such a tool. Sorry, go ahead.
Hey, Don, did the sun come up that day? Yeah. If so, yes, I did.
I actually went into the office to use the gym in the office on Christmas Day.
Are you serious?
Yeah, well, it's a pretty nice gym, and I want to, you know.
I have a security code, so I thought it'd be cool if I just went on in.
Well, no, the building's open 24/7. But I like to go in there because then there's nobody in there, and you can use whatever you want. You
know, to work out in the buff.
You know why there's. Hey.
Shirts off, guns are out.
You know why there's nobody in there?
It's Christmas. Well, yeah, but we weren't really celebrating Christmas in the morning.
Not just you and your wife.
My wife, we exchange gifts Christmas Eve. It's like our tradition. That's what we do. So Christmas morning rolls around, and it's just depressing because we have no
Christmas morning rolls around. We look at each other. Yeah, it's just another one of those days. I'm going to go work out the office.
We went to visit my in-laws later that afternoon. But in the morning, we had nothing to do, and she's sleeping. My wife's sleeping in, so I was like, oh, I'll go to the gym. Anyway, but that weekend, very social weekend. I had like three social events back to back to back. And as you guys know, I am not fun in public.
Nope. Or private.
Or private. And
that's why he works out by himself on Christmas at his office.
And since then
I also took some casework. I did a little bit of work when I was there. My wife told me not to come back anytime soon, so I didn't.
So Friday night, the Friday before Christmas, I go to the Improv to check out a few friends of Roy Scoville. Mm-hmm. John Mumma, Danny Rouillet were all on that show, so it's kind of cool to see those guys and see Roy headline and hang out in the green room, which was much nicer than it was when I was there.
They didn't actually allow you into that part of the building.
I had to wait out. I was not out on anywhere near the green room.
Yeah,
back at that point. And I was barely allowed in this time.
Hey, aren't you that guy?
And then next
sir,
night,
we have a sign. You're not allowed.
The next night, my brother-in-law and his wife throw some party with her friends. Their friends. At like this club in D.C. And it's very awkward.
Or your brother-in-law, not your brother.
No, my brother-in-law.
I was like, your brother's party might be really fun.
They threw a party at a club?
They do like, well, it's like a bar they rent out. It's
a tree fort in the backyard. The No Girls Allowed Club.
Unlike me, they have a lot of friends. So, you know, they have like a fair amount of people that get together on the holidays. But that's all right, you know. I'm not a very social person, so I just kind of hung out.
No, we know. Again.
And ate the free appetizers. That's what I usually do.
More crab cakes.
And then this past Sunday night, I get invited to this party of my wife's friend that she knew since high school. Her family is very well off.
You may have heard of him, Brad Pitt.
Wow.
Not as well off as Don is.
No.
No, but actually, no, these people like, you know how when you go to D.C. and you're in DuPont and you see the Embassy Row?
Yeah.
And it has all the embassies. But then there's also embassies that are like other places in Northwest D.C. Well, they live in one of the homes that's like along up in Northwest D.C. that has an embassy like on it. So it automatically means it's like a $5 million house.
Yeah, those are ridiculous houses.
So we get that. They have, it's like a regular neighborhood. There are like plenty of street parking, but they had valets that they got. To do the parking. So there's really nothing quite like taking that 2000 Honda.
That's what I was picturing.
With dents all in it.
Dents in it, and you're going, hey, don't scratch the paint.
Slip him a five. This is to take care of my automobile.
And if you smell anything, yeah, it's probably dog piss. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, you just parked a $90,000 Beamer. Don't do anything to this 2000 Honda.
Blue Book value $17.48.
So every year they throw this this party, and they're
make
basically
them change clothes before they drive the rest of the cars. So don't get your stank in my Beamer.
And they're basically like this.
This car smells like old farts and cherry candies.
This family is like, I guess DC. Like they're like they have a lot of ties to DC, like political groups, and then like they're DC socialists.
Yeah, yeah.
So we walk.
Their last
there.
Name is Jefferson. I'm not sure you've ever heard of that.
And the mother's also like a Harris. Is it Harris?
Harris.
No. Harris. He's a Harris.
I thought you were trying to say hairstylist.
I'm retarded.
She's a Harris.
She's a bell. What is she called? Them bell ringers? Or ring bellers.
Ring bellers.
I can't get that right.
You said it right.
I said it right. I'm trying not to. I'm so dumb. She's an heiress.
She's a heiress.
She's an heiress to some family thing, but I don't like know what it is. It's like
John just got his frown turned upside down.
The hood came off. The smile's out. This is a good time.
I need a beer.
I don't know what they are, but it's like the family like owns like wow. the fish sticks or something like that. I don't know. They're very well.
You may have
family.
Heard of them. They're the Gordon's fishermen.
They are. They're basically like the.
Like you said, they own the fish sticks.
Yeah, like her last name. Like it's something that has to do, I think, with fish sticks.
They own the fish sticks.
I want to get the real story to find out that they don't own anything fish sticks.
No. No. I heard you're Harris.
Do they all wear yellow rain jackets and a yellow rain hat?
No, I don't.
So anyway, at this party.
Oh my God.
So this party, it's all wealthy old people. And then like the kids are there. They're like in their 20s and early 30s. And they did the catering setup. The food was amazing.
I would hope so.
But I'm always awkward when I'm introduced to people.
It's all fish sticks.
Fish sticks?
It's all fish sticks. But I get introduced.
This table is just cod. And this table's a whitefish blend.
So I get introduced to this guy. Turns out
we have some orange ruffy.
Excuse me. Are you a Harris?
A fish stick Harris.
Are you a Harris to the fish stick family?
You know, the Johnsonville fish stick family. Get this guy out of here.
Tony went from smiling to being extremely depressed.
And that's the show right here for you.
Sorry, please tell us more.
Continue, I'm sorry.
I got nothing else to say.
So there's fish sticks everywhere.
Story, how the NFL picks go.
No. I want to know. So you ran into somebody famous or wealthy or something.
Well, yeah, they're all wealthy people there. But who's the guy, Fugazi's lead singer?
Ian McKay.
So I ran into his brother, because his brother's like married to like one of the neighbors. And he was also equally like out of place. He didn't really fit in there. Like
Would you say he's out of step with the world? It's a minor threat reference, huh? Look at that.
But his brother Alec.
I don't know who we're talking about.
His brother Alec McKay was there. I guess he's also.
That joke was good to one guy. One guy like that was me.
So Alec McKay, I guess, also had like a bunch of bands in DC.
Yeah, he did.
Was kind of on the scene. But I didn't know that. I just thought he was Ian McKay's brother. So I didn't want to be like, hey, your brother. Because then, like, you know, who wants to talk about their brother all the time? Meanwhile, I could have talked to him about punk. So he was there. He was out of step. That's the only guy who was like kind of like seemed normal. Everybody else was just like old and kind of like they're wearing like scarves. It was very, very strange. But the food there.
Wearing scarves.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Lovington. It was just like, it was incredible. It was better than like
Arby's. Better than Arby's.
Like picture like going to any kind of reception at a wedding and having like picture the best food you've ever had at a reception. This was like that kind of style. It was that unbelievable. And
It beat the Bellagio buffet?
Yes.
Wow.
I circled around that table like 17 times.
Doesn't that surprise me?
I know.
That doesn't surprise me either.
But you ran. You jogged at each step. Made sure you kept track of how many laps
he was
you
running
did.
In place over the corner with his plate of crab cakes.
And then at some point, and I never met this guy before, but...
Long story short, I showed my dick to this entire couple. Entire party. Not allowed in D.C. anymore.
I was drinking some wine, too. The brother of my wife's friend comes up, and he's like... I fucking hate that guy over there. Fucking Hunter. I hate that fucking dude. He's fucking cocky. I'm fucking cocky. I'm the cockiest motherfucker here.
Is this someone being serious?
Yes, he was dead serious.
And he was impressed that he was the cockiest person in the room?
Not only that, but I didn't know who he was. We had never met before that night. And he's just
worth a lot of money.
He's just telling me that. This guy, let me tell you how rich these people are. These fish sticks owners, they have like a house.
They've expanded.
They have two bathrooms in their house.
They have a house in the Hamptons. They have a house in Miami. They have a house like in Vail. And then they have like the home in D.C. That's like millions of dollars.
Yeah, yeah.
Tony took his fishing rod out when he got home and said, "I'm starting my own fish stick company."
I'm telling you, I felt I was wearing a suit. I felt poor.
Who was the guy that the guy's brother was yelling at? You never finished who that was.
Oh,
it was Hunter. Apparently, a tool.
Oh, the guy he was yelling at the guy.
He was cocky.
That was just it. That's all I came to. That was the you extend the conversation.
Any famous people there, Tony?
There might have been, but I didn't recognize him. There would have been like DC political people.
Did we get a sponsor for the show from the Fish Stick Man?
We did. We are now officially represented by Gordon's Fisherman.
We're the official the radio official show of the Gordon's Fisherman.
The Gordon Fisherman.
The Harris.
The Harris.
Harris. There's definitely a T in it.
But I'm going to go back to every year. I'm going to go back to this party because it was incredible.
Yeah, but are you invited?
I don't know.
Why is this the first year that you've been?
I don't know. First year, I don't know why. I think we always just didn't go.
Maybe your wife was just always like, "I have to go out of town," but she really went to this party.
That might have been it, actually. She's never been around that.
You didn't ask her why?
No, I'll have to ask her tonight. I don't know why we didn't go. It's amazing.
He's going
to
go home and ask her, "Why haven't we been to this party ever before?"
This party was incredible.
Tony, speaking of Christmas, you had a list of 10 items you wanted. Did you get all 10 of those items?
I got a dictionary.
What?
A thesaurus.
Like a book?
Yeah.
A physical book?
And I got free lessons to a speech.
Now that I believe.
Make sure you go home and look up Harris.
Oh, man, I'm so dumb.
You want? Well, then again, what you actually asked for, I think, was socks with toes in them or something. And
I didn't get those. My wife refused to buy those for me. She's
they're creepy. Why would you ask for those?
They're good for running.
Why?
She did buy two things. Because they help compress your legs. They help against cramps.
Bullshit. All right, keep going. Your wife did buy you what?
I got, let me just go through the entire list. I got new running shoes.
Oh,
which
what
was
kind?
On the list?
Yeah, they're strictly trail shoes. They're the Speed Cross 3s.
You have too much information. Next present.
Yeah, no one really cares about the shoes. I just want to see if you got any of the things you asked for.
I got a headlamp.
He did ask for that, if you recall, because he's going to go spelunking.
That's right.
That's for running before the sun comes up and after dark.
Yeah, I got it.
That's the kind of guy. You know, if you want to get to where you need to go, you got to get uncomfortable. And that's what this Christmas list was all about. It was all about getting uncomfortable.
Did he just say
getting
that?
Getting outside your comfort zone.
The only thing that's made me
why don't we make shirts that say that?
The only thing that's made me uncomfortable so far.
You're not
going
to get where you go until you get uncomfortable. Radio for Winners.
The only thing that's made me uncomfortable was Harris.
Dude, I can't speak.
Put that
and
on
then,
the back.
Dude. I got the weighted vest.
Oh, nice.
40
I didn't
pounds,
even know that was a real thing.
40-pound weight at vest, although I only used 20 pounds to run in because 40 pounds would probably break something. I went for my first run yesterday morning.
Did you get your Xbox game?
But the best part, I bought that. The best thing is I did it. I went to test out the headlamp. So I was like, oh, I'll wake up early. My wife's out of town. I'll wake up early and go for this run.
Please tell me you did it when the sun
he
was
woke
out.
Up early so to I test put, out a headlamp.
I put the headlamp on. I put the weight at vest on. I start running. It's daylight because I didn't go for my run until like 7 a.m. But I want to test it. I want to make sure the headlamp wasn't going to fall off. The looks I got.
So I closed my eyes to see if the headlamp worked.
The looks I got.
Man,
from
I
people,
can see.
This is crazy.
Is that a bus?
The looks I got from people. One was of fear.
I don't think anyone looked at you with fear.
And loathing.
Loathing and pity is where I thought.
No, there's no pity. You can't pity anybody wearing a weight vest.
A weight vest and a headlamp, I probably could.
Yeah, but do they think it's a weight vest, or do they think that you're running around with a bulletproof vest on with a headlamp?
There's probably...
Or it's a vest full of gummy bears.
I think there's some fear.
That's my kind of vest.
That guy's wearing a headlamp and got a vest full of gummy bears. Where the hell's
some,
that guy
there's
going?
There's probably some fear there.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But yeah, I got those two gifts.
That's
and I'm going to start using them.
That is great.
Wow.
All the time now. I'm going to get ripped. I'm going to get ripped. I have races coming up.
I hope
up.
He rips a groin muscle.
I have races coming up. I have to prepare for it.
You have racist coming up?
Races.
Oh, races.
All right. So before we wrap it up, we've got about 10 minutes left or so.
Before we wrap it up, we have 25 minutes left. So I guess we'll ramble about football.
Well, two things I want to talk about.
Do we have any music? No?
Ba-na-na-na-na-na.
Wow.
Ba-na-na-na-na-na.
Before we get
That's good.
We're not very professional here.
Before we get to New Year's Eve's plans, let's talk about the football first. Before we go into Pigskin Pick'em, let's talk about our season predictions.
Oh.
I do have our season predictions. If you recall, back in episode 24, we put together our picks for the entire season. Who
did
would win
you
the divisions?
Know that,
I have it printed out.
You know it was 24.
It was on our blog, radioforwinners.com, that no one reads. But if you did, you'd know that I put up on episode 24 our picks of who would win each division and then who would win the wild cards. So I've decided to go through that and give us each a point if we got a team that hit the that either made – that's going to go to the playoffs. Doesn't matter if you pick them for the wild card or the actual – spot. If they're going to the playoffs, you get a point.
All right.
So,
did you already score all the tallies?
I did, but I'll just go through each division. So the AFC North turns out it was won by the Bengals.
Yes.
Bengals beat the Ravens today to knock them completely out of the running for the wild card, and they already had the division. So the Bengals win the AFC North. Both Don and Tony picked the Bengals.
Hey,
and Tom scored a point. And Jeremy picked the Ravens and scored 0 points.
All right.
The AFC West is not very exciting. The Broncos, everyone picked because it was theirs to lose. Although, that is the same division with the Chiefs. Although, I believe if you go back and listen to episode 24, we all laughed at the idea that the Chiefs even had a chance to score
games. I think the Chiefs are starting to fade now a little bit.
They might be, but it doesn't matter because they're still like 13-3. So no,
they're like 11-5.
Mm-mm.
12-4 tops.
What? They won today.
12-4.
They're 12-4 now?
They lost today.
They lost to San Diego.
Oh, you're right. They're less than overtime.
They're 11-5.
Never mind. Either way, they still had a great season. But either way, we all picked the Broncos, so everyone gets a point.
Ding.
In the AFC South, Don and Jeremy both picked the Texans.
Oh, hey.
Which they are the worst team in the
league. I thought we were
talking
about who was going to pick. Weren't we picking who was getting the first draft pick in next year's draft?
Nope.
No?
Nope. Pretty sure we were picking who was going to win the division.
Wow.
What a horrible team.
So we both picked the Texans, which was awesome. And Tony picked the Colts, who's actually who won it. So Tony gets a point.
Oh, Tony.
And then the AFC East, everyone picked the Patriots, and the Patriots did, in fact, get that division, so we all get a point. Now, the wild cards. Wild cards are actually Kansas City and the Chargers. None of us picked either of those teams, but Don and Tony both had a... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Don had the Colts as
a
wild card, and so you get a point for that.
Yes.
And I had the Bengals as a wild card because I picked the Ravens for the division. I got a point for that. And Tony had the Texans and the Ravens, so he gets 0 points. So for the AFC total, Don and Tony are tied with 4, and I have 3.
There we go. All right.
So far, I'm losing.
All right.
I'm losing. But we still have the NFC, where I'm sure I'll clean up.
He seems to think that he's going to pick up in the NFC here.
Well, I've already have the results, so I'll give a spoiler. I do not. So the NFC North. The Packers won that today by beating the Bears.
How about those Packers?
I know. They came back without Aaron Rodgers and then got him back today, and he won.
Yep.
And so they, Don and Tony picked the Packers. Okay. So, again, they got a point where I picked the Lions and get 0 points as they are not going to the playoffs.
Are they not going to the playoffs?
No.
NFC West went to the Seahawks. However, we all picked the 49ers, who are the wild card spot, so we all get a point. NFC South, the Panthers. Nobody picked the Panthers, so no one gets a point for that. But Tony did pick the Saints, who are the other wild card team. Mm-hmm. So Tony gets a point there. NFC East, none of us earned any points because Don and Jeremy picked the Redskins.
Did we?
Tony picked the Giants.
Yeah, we did.
So that game, actually, that we're doing this Sunday night, and that game's still going on, but it doesn't matter because both those teams not picked by us. So we're good.
Yeah.
The wild cards are going to either be the winner of that game, so either Philly or Dallas, and none of us have them picked at all. And the 49ers, the other wild card. But Don, you picked the Seahawks to get a wild card, and they're going to be in. And I picked the Packers as a wild card, and they're going to be in. And Tony picked the Seahawks as well. So everyone gets a point for wild cards. So for the NFC, Tony wins that with 4 points, and Don with 3, and me with 2. So the totals.
So your total points.
Tony with 8 points.
Eight,
Don with seven points. And me with 5 points.
Nice job, Tony. Congratulations.
Yes, I did it, guys.
Congratulations.
Now, don't we have a bet for that?
We did. I think it was that the person who does the worst, everyone gives $5 to. I think that was the.
That sounds like a terrible bet.
I'm pretty sure if you actually go back and listen to it, that I think we said we would buy dinner at a nice restaurant, and I think I said Fogo de Chao like 40 times. I
think... Look who's taking us to Fogo de Chao.
If you guys
want
to go to Fogo de Chao, we can do that. Jeremy. It's all on me. We'll figure out when to do it.
We're never going to do it.
No, we will. That one I'll do because I want that. So we're going to make that happen.
Is your wife going to actually do that?
There's no way.
Yeah,
she just doesn't know.
Yeah, she doesn't listen to the show. So I'll just tell her I got a bonus. So that the actual NFL are our private picks, the non-picks league picks.
Now,
that
do we want to pick the playoffs? I mean, do we want to pick the Super Bowl, what it looks, or no?
Well, since we can, but let's go through the picks league because I have it up.
Of course.
And then we'll come back if you want. Well, we already did pick the Super Bowl.
We didn't have a bet for the Picks League, right?
Well, whoever wins the Picks League will earn a Radio 4 Winners prize pack valued at no less than $5.
Yes.
We did say that. Yes. And unless one of us won. But it turns out none of us will win.
No.
And again, we're doing this on Sunday night, so there is one game left. However, everybody in the top six picked the Eagles to win tonight, so it doesn't matter who wins.
So give us our top three and our bottom three. Now, the bottom three, obviously, there's a few people who decide to stop.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I'll pick the bottom people who are still playing because a lot of the four people dropped out. We had 16 people starting, I guess, and we have 12 left. Yes, that's correct. So four people quit weeks ago, including your wife, Tony, and one guy only played the first week and never played again. And the two people quit in the last couple weeks. So we have really 12 players left. So the top four. I'll do the bottom four first. Make the top four more important.
Why are we overcomplicating this?
I am. So the bottom four.
How many points did we each get awarded for?
You get a point for each game you win. So the 12th place, who was still playing up through this week.
Wait, are you going through all? You're just going through the bottom four, bottom three, right?
I'll go the last place.
Can you just give us the top four?
Top four.
That's the top four works.
As of right now.
And then whoever was the last place between the three.
Number four, fourth place,
Choco Lunch.
Now, these places are all divided by 1 point, but again, everyone picked the Eagles, so it doesn't matter who wins.
Congrats, Choco.
I am number three. Hey, Jeremy at Radio for Winners, third place.
Congratulations, Jeremy.
And then your average Dave in second place.
Average Dave. Congrats, Dave.
And the number one winner of the Radio for Winners Picks League is formerly known as Curly Pubes Ring Beller.
Who will now change his name to Harris.
To Harris. but yes, so Curly Pubes is going to be the winner of the Radio for Winners Picks League
Curly.
First annual. By 1 point. It was 166 total points.
Where did Tony and I finish?
Okay, so Tony, you came in fifth place. You're just outside of these rankings. So the first place person got 166 points. Tony got 159 points.
Congrats,
and
Tony.
Then Don, you're tied for seventh with 150.
I came back.
Yeah, it's true, because the first couple weeks you were basically not playing.
I was apparently watching baseball.
At some point, we'll have to figure out how to find out who Curly Pubes. Actually, I know who Curly Pubes is. I will be sending him the Radio 4 Winners prize pack, and then we will call him and get his response. I
can't wait to do that.
It's going to be very
exciting. Congrats, Curly.
3, 2, 1, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners. Or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.